Recording in progress.
All right, it's March 13th, 2025, 9 o'clock a.m. at the Albrecht's Hearing Examiner for Kitsap County. Just have one hearing this morning on a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit. The SECRAC application, file number 23-05924. Looks like we have Mr. Happner here, staff, right, who's going to be giving us the overview of the project, and if the applicants want to say anything, we'll have a chance after Mr. Hafner's done making his presentation. Then we'll move on to public comments, and so far it looks like we have no public with us, but if anyone happens to appear, we'll let them speak. After public comments, we go back to Mr. Hafner, and then applicant gets final word, and we're done for the day. So by state law, I'm only allowed to consider evidence that's put into the record today. That would be composed of, so far, of the exhibits and that were presented by Mr. Hafner as part of the staff report. And Ms. Jones, is the applicant present today, or anyone present on this application?
No one present today.
It's easier. So I take it staff has no objection to entry of the exhibits that are outlined in the staff report, exhibits 1 through 19. So I'll go ahead and admit those. Mr. Hafner, I'll swear you in at this point. Just raise your right hand. You swear affirm to tell the truth, nothing but the truth in this proceeding? Okay, great. Go ahead.
I do. Good morning, Mr. Albrecht, and thank you. For the record, my name is Keith Hafner. I'm a planner with the Kitsap County Department of Community Development. Today, I'm presenting a request for approval to a conditional use for an accessory dwelling unit to convert an existing single-family home into an ADU. The application was deemed complete on April 18, 2024. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provide recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received by the department. Pursuant to Washington Administrative Code 197-11-355, Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for the project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated July 29, 2024. The Department of Community Development issued a termination of non-significance DNS on January 17, 2025. And then the SEPA appeal period ended January 31st, 2025. No appeals were filed, therefore the SEPA determination is final. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, subject parcel 262301-4-088-2005 is 7.92 acres in size and is addressed at 1041 Southeast Swilford Lane, Port Orchard, Washington, 98367 in South Kitsap and Commissioner District Number 2. This aerial photo shows single-family homes and accessory structures consistent with the development found in a rural residential zone, and the proposed ADU is consistent with properties in the vicinity. This parcel is zoned rural residential, and is the adjacent property surrounding the site is also zoned rural residential. To the east, you'll notice that there's a county road known as Southeast Swilford Lane that connects to Bethel Burley Road, a county-maintained right-of-way, which provides direct access to the parcel. The proposal is to convert the existing single-family residence into a 652-square-foot accessory dwelling unit and construct a new 2,342-square-foot single-family residence. As you'll see, the 7.92-acre irregularly shaped and heavily treed parcel slopes from the north and the southwest down to a ravine that is centrally located on the site. Wetlands and a non-fish-bearing stream exist at the bottom of the ravine, but no new development is occurring under this permit. This is the site plan for the proposal and shows access from the southeast Swilford Lane along an existing driveway to be shared by both dwellings. The site plan shows four spaces and will meet parking standards for both the primary single-family residence and the ADU, and the ADU will be 8 feet from the proposed single-family residence. Here are the applicant's floor plans that show that the proposed principal dwelling unit is 2,342 square feet. Therefore, the maximum size allowed for the ADU would be 900 square feet. The floor plan also helps to determine there are no accessory dwelling units within the attached within or attached to the primary residence. Here are some conceptual drawings for the proposed single-family residence. Here's the floor plan for the ADU that demonstrates the size of 652 square feet. Here are the views of the proposed ADU. To the left, you'll see the front view of the east and the north. And on the right, you will see the views of the west and the south. The proposal is conditioned to comply with the following requirements of the Kitsap County County Code Title 17.415-015B, as amended in June of 2022. One, there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. Two, the owner will reside in the primary residence. Three, 50% of the primary residence is 1,171 square feet. Therefore, the maximum allowed habitable area is 900 square feet, and the proposed ADU is 652 square feet. Dimensions are measured by interior measurements. Four, the ADU is 8 feet from the primary structure. Five, the ADU will have similar appearance of the primary residence. Six, the ADU meets all the requirements for setbacks in a rural residential zone. Seven, all health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. Eight, the proposed ADU is not an RV or a mobile home. Nine, the ADU will use the existing driveway off of Southeast Wilford Lane. And finally, 10, the project will be conditioned for any applicable stormwater controls pursuant to Kitsap County Code Title 12. Staff finds the proposal meets the special use criteria in Kitsap County Code 17.415-015B and recommends approval as conditioned.
Thank you, Mr. Hepner. Ms. Jones, anyone available else available to testify? Or
the applicant is here. But she does not wish to testify at this
okay.
time.
Okay. All right. And no one else, right? We don't have anyone attending virtually or in the meeting room?
No.
Okay, I can go ahead and close the hearing. Very straightforward. It doesn't get much simpler than this, so should be able to get that approval out within the next 10 business days. Thanks for all participating this morning, and we're adjourned. See you
soon. Thank you.